Number 45, the Carnal Corral. This comes from Bill Yeager, who's a pastor at a First Baptist Church in Modesto, California. It was actually a quote from a conference. And he was sharing all the exciting things that have been happening in his church in Modesto, and some other pastors, some other leaders were in that conference, and they were just amazed at all the great things that were going on in this church. And so finally someone stood up and they asked this question: what do you do in your church with people who drag their feet and oppose everything you propose? And they gossip and they stir up trouble and discontent and generally just slow everything down. What do you do with people like that in your church? And Bill Yeager answered and said, oh, yes, oh, that's the Carnal Corral. No one knew what he was talking about. Carnal Corral, they thought. Said, oh, yes, I mentally assign these people to an imaginary place I call the Carnal Corral. It's sort of a little section down there in the pews of my church, and in my mind, I assign them to that Carnal Corral. I preach to them twice a year and invite them to come out. But the other 50 Sundays, I simply ignore them. Occasionally, one of these people in this Carnal Corral peeks up over that fence and looks around and gets curious over all the exciting things that are happening in our church. And then he jumps out and joins the rest of the church, and we smile and let him in. But most of the time, I ignore the people in the Carnal Corral. It's just an idea of what sometimes leaders have to do. Sometimes you put oil on that hinge, glug, 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 and the hinge still doesn't move. And you've oiled it 30 times, and that hinge still resists things and criticizes and gossips and tears apart what's going on. And sometimes as a leader, you have to just assign those people to the Carnal Corral. And a couple times a year, you preach to them, invite, talk about carnal Christians, and talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit and laying aside that carnality, move on. And the rest of the time, you have to just ignore them and move on. Some implications are good. Never get an enemy orientation. Oh, I've seen leaders do this, and it is destructive. It will destroy you. Don't get an orientation in your mind that says, boy, they're my enemies. Much more powerful. Just ignore them. Chuckle at them. Even kid them a little bit from time to time. You see, negative energy, this is an interesting truth, listen to this closely, negative energy is more powerful than positive energy. And some people, the Carnal Corral crowd, have learned this. They have learned that if they criticize something or are against something, they have more power in the church than if they're for something. Now, you've certainly found this out, haven't you? One or two persons on a board can cause a lot more trouble saying they're against a pastor coming or a new plan than all of those who say this is a good idea. Some people have a real problem with power, and they have found that the best way for them to exercise power is to exercise their negative energy. Now, the flip side of that, and it's worth saying this so you don't get discouraged, while negative energy is more powerful, positive energy is more productive. If you can be for things and start things and bring things to pass, it will be productive. It will produce things. It will have results. So if power is what you're after, just be against as much as you can, and you'll have lots of power. But if you're after productivity, doing things, producing things, being faithful and responding with action, then you need to learn positive energy. So don't get in an enemy orientation where you consider them your enemies and you start playing that negative game back. Just kind of chuckle at the fact, down inside, you know they have a problem with power, and they've learned, unless this is just one instance. You know I'm not talking about, I hope you understand, I'm not talking about somebody that is usually for things and they just happen to be against this plan. I'm not talking about that. All of us should be in that position sometimes. I'm talking about people who are against things repeatedly and habitually, and they're always dragging their feet. Just chuckle to yourself and say, well, that's about the only way they can have power. Maybe you can even find the key to that person and glug a little oil and give them some power kind of orientation somewhere else. And then again, maybe they'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and cleansed, and maybe they won't have that attitude somewhere along the line. So don't get an enemy orientation. Second thing I'd say is don't fight. Don't fight. If you've got somebody in your Sunday school class or someone in your church or district, whatever, who has an enemy orientation toward you, and they're in that Carnal Corral always dragging their feet and criticizing or after you, don't fight back. If you fight back, they'll get you. You got to be above the crowd. The story is told a long time ago. It's been passed down. I heard it from Larry Johnson out in the Dakota District, and he got it from, I don't know where, he got it when he was in school as a kid, he says, and it's, he remembered it all his life. He says, this guy had this huge, big dog, big, powerful, Great Dane-type dog, and he'd take it for a walk. Lived in an apartment. That dog just needed to go for a walk from time to time. He'd take it out for a walk. As he'd take that big dog for a walk, there was this little chihuahua. And that little chihuahua would come out from the neighborhood and just start barking at that big dog. And the owner of the big dog would say, now heel, stay. He didn't have him on a leash. He said, heel, stay right here. Stay right here. Stay right here with it. Don't pay any attention to that dog. And, of course, that giant, big dog, you know, Great Dane or Doberman or whatever it is, could just go over there and go, oh, and in one gulp, he could take that dog right into his mouth. And that little dog went, bah, 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 bah. And that big dog, he'd just be so excited and want to go over there. And you know what would happen? Sometimes that big dog, he'd turn off from his master and disobey his master and run over there and start hassling that little dog. That little dog jump out of the way. And the big dog, roof, roof. Big dog come over to that little dog, you know, and try to get him. The little dog just go, jump out of the way and go, roof, 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 just irritate that big dog. It's amazing how that little tiny chihuahua could irritate that gigantic big dog who, if they got him face on face, could go, boom, and then take care of him. What's going to happen in that case? That owner of that big dog is going to take him back, put a leash on him, take him back, and says, now listen, next time I go for a walk, you're going to stay right here. You're going to stay right here in this apartment. Huh? If you can't learn to ignore those little barking dogs, you can't go for a walk with me. You see the point of the story, don't you? Whoa, what a powerful story. If you're going to be a leader, you're going to run into little barking dogs all everywhere you go. And when you've got a new plan or you're going to announce a new idea or you're trying to lead the people in a new direction, there are going to be people, row, 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 row. They're going to just be little come out there. And if you leave your master's walk and go over there and try to do battle with those little barking dogs, they'll get you. Because they'll jump right out of the way and they'll be on the other side of you going, bah, 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 bah. And your master's saying, look, I can't take you for this walk. If you're going to go over there and fool around, you know what you need to do? You need to just walk like a big stately dog. Because you know in your mind, one gulp, and they're gone. And you just stay right by your master and just walk. And you know what happens? As you move on with the Lord and move right on past, those little barking dogs have to bark at the next guy that comes along. They have to bark at the cars or bark at their shadow or something else. And they just go back up and curl up on the porch and they'll shut up because you've moved on. But if you stop moving forward and turn to the side and you start doing battle or fighting with them, they'll get you. So don't fight. And certainly, the third thing I'd say is don't get even. Don't get even. Don't try to even the score against people who are, you know, if you're a pastor, this is especially important. Because the greatest temptation for you as a pastor is to use the power of the pulpit to even a score a little bit with people. Oh, you don't say anything directly, but say, you know, there's some people who, and you pretty well describe the people who've been resisting you all along. Just ignore them. Just deal with the rest of your job. Just walk along like a stately Great Dane because you know and your master knows that all they're doing is little barking, yapping dogs on the sides. Just keep marching right onward, doing what the Lord wants you to do, and sooner or later, they'll quit their barking. Carnal corral. When people are in a carnal corral, most of the time, you ignore them.